安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，有机会和弟兄姊妹一同来交通主的话语。
Thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to once again to share the words of God with you.
好不好？还是请大家打开刚才所念的马太福音。
Can we again look to the passage we just read from the book of Matthew?
我们再念几段主耶稣在这里的话。
We'll read a few passages from the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们念第五章。
Let's read from chapter 5.
第四十四节。
Verse 44.
翻到我们一起来念。
As we find it, let's read it together.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。这是这里第一次提到祷告。
This is the first time in this passage to mention about the prayer.
第二节，我们念第六章，第六章第六节。
The second verse we read from chapter 6, verse 6.
一起来，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。然后第三处，我们念第六章的三十三节。
The first verse is from chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。好，我们还是有一点简短的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是垂听祷告的主。
You're the one who hears our prayers.
你也是教导我们祷告的主。
You also teach us how to pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，祷告是你的旨意。
Lord, we thank you because it is your will that we pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，祷告也要成就主的旨意。
And also we thank you because with prayer we can accomplish your will.
主，我们承认我们不晓得怎样祷告。
We acknowledge we do not know how to pray.
但是我们感谢你，你愿意来教导我们。
But we thank you because you're willing to teach us.
清晨的时候，我们在求你倒空我们。
In the morning, we pray that you'll empty ourselves.
清晨时候，我们也求你来充满我们。
Then you will fill us this morning.
让我们能做一个祷告的人。
That will be a person of prayer.
让我们能做一个在地上催促神国度降临的人。
And we are the one who hasten your coming of the kingdom.
让我们在做地上能够做一个先求神的国和神的义的人。
That we can be a person on this earth to seek your kingdom first.
主啊，改变我们。
Lord, change us.
主啊，更新我们。
To renew us.
主啊，完完全全的来吸引我们，得着我们。
And to attract us to be before you.
祝福我们在你面前一起思想的时间。
Bless this time as we meditate on your word.
圣灵来让我们知道怎样来用神的话。
That the Holy Spirit will help us to know how to use your words.
我们也求主遮盖出口的软弱。
And also cover with your blood the weakness of the one who speaks.
我们承认离了你，我们什么都不是。
We acknowledge that apart from you, we are nothing.
但是我们仰望你的圣灵来点火你的话在人的心里面。
But we look to your Holy Spirit to lighten up your words.
但愿圣灵在我们里面把神的话来教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit teach us in our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 刚刚韩哥弟兄问我们一句话说，神，我们所信的神是怎样一位神？
Oh yeah, Brother Han asked, the God we believe in, what kind of God he is?
我们所信的神是听祷告的神。
Our God is the one who hears our prayers.
我记得在十年以前。
I remember 10 years ago.
我爸爸妈妈第一次去签证，他们没有签到。
My parents went to apply for the visa, but did not get approved.
我本来以为去领事馆就出来就可以拿着签证出来，可是他们第一次的结果是没有签到。
Originally, we were thinking that we just go to the embassy and then they will have approval, but they didn't get it.
可是那时候没有办法，那女朋友我们想要结婚了哈，所以想爸爸妈妈来看，这是第一步，所以就他们再去签第二次。
And but we have no other way but to have them do it again because my wife and I was going to be married.
我们祷告，感谢神，神垂听了我们的祷告。
And we pray and we thank God. God listened to our prayer.
我还记得那时候我们北区，我那时候在北区，北区查经，我们在查启示录。
I remember at the time I was on the north side and we are studying Revelation.
在查启示录第四章第五章。
We were studying chapter 4 and 5.
那几个礼拜，我觉得我就好像在天上一样。
At that few weeks, I thought that I was in heaven.
因为实实在在经历到神是垂听祷告的神。
Because I have experienced God listened to our prayer.
圣经说应当一无挂虑。
And the Bible said that be anxious of nothing.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
In all things with supplication, prayer, lift everything up into your God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And God will give us the peace that's beyond understanding to preserve our heart.
圣经告诉我们，雅各说，以利亚，先知以利亚是与我们一样性情的人。
The Bible tells us that Elijah is the same kind of sentiment as we are.
许多时候我们觉得先知也许不大像人。
And sometimes we think that the prophets may not be just like a mere man.
我们觉得离神近一点呢，就会离人远一点。
We thought that if we are closer to God, we'll be further away from man.
但是圣经说以利亚是与我们一样性情的人。
But the Bible said Elijah is just like the same sentiment that as we have.
他祷告叫天不下雨三年零六个月，因为以色列的背弃神，雨没有落在以色列地上。
He prayed that God will not rain, put rain on the people because the people are rebellious against God. In 3.5 years, it did not rain.
但是感谢神，先知的灵是复兴的灵。
But thank God, the spirit of the prophet is for revival.
先知的灵是要把人的心转回到神的面前。
The spirit of the prophet will turn the hearts of men back to God.
所以神做复兴的工作，后来以利亚又祷告，雨就下到了地上。
And God worked on the revival, and later on he prayed and it rained.
我记得以前有一个故事，说有一群弟兄姊妹去农村传福音。
I remember a group of people went to the village to spread the gospel.
他们到了一块地方，那个地方他们信一个偶像，那个偶像非常的灵。
And they went to this place. There's this idol. It's very real. People believe in it.
这些弟兄姊妹出去街上传福音，后来跟这些人就有点冲突。后来他们就说，我们的神会叫雨。下到地上。
And then they have a conflict with these people as they are preaching the gospel, and they said that our God will cause people to fall.
说那一天你们祭神的那一天会下大雨。
It said the day that you will worship this idol, it will rain.
那这个话出去了，后来这些弟兄们回到一起聚在一起的时候，他们才开始害怕。
And they have already said that as they come back and gather together, they become afraid.
因为说的时候他们并没有心。
Because when they said it, they didn't really have the heart.
但是弟兄们在一起祷告说，他们有信心，说我们来到神的面前来祈求。
But they do have the faith that they come together and they ask God.
当他们祷告的时候，有一句话临到他们。
As they pray, one verse came to them.
说以利亚的神在哪里呢？
Where is the God of Elijah?
所以他们抓住这句话，神是以利亚的神。
So they hold on to this verse that God is the God of Elijah.
等到那一天来到，这一些当地的居民，他们抬着那个泥做的塑像出来的时候。
So that day came, those people, the villagers carried their idol.
倾盆的大雨降下。
And the rain is pouring.
以利亚的神在哪里呢？
Where is the God of Elijah?
所以福音就临到那个地区。
So the gospel came upon that village.
哎，许多人说你们信的耶稣灵。
And many people said that you are the Jesus you believe it is good.
所以我们知道神是听祷告的神。
So we know that God is the God who listens to prayer.
祷告是一个极大的权利。
It's a great privilege that we have.
因为祷告带着极大的应许。
Because it comes with great promise.
但是我们知道所有大的权利都带着大的责任。
But we know that all this privilege come with responsibility.
所有大的应许都需要大的信心。
And all this great promise come with great faith.
所以我们要问一个问题。
So we need to ask a question.
我们要怎样祷告？
How do we pray?
这是今天我们所要交通思想的题目。
And this is what we want to meditate today.
在马太福音五章、六章、七章。
In Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
我们说这是 天国王的宣告。
And we can say this is the proclamation of the King of Heaven.
他说出天国子民的生活。
He talked about the life of a Christian in heaven.
但是其中更重最重要的。
What is most important though?
如果我们去读马太福音五章六章七章。
If we read from Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
我们会发现大部分的篇幅都在说到祷告。
And we see that many of them are talking about prayer.
像我们刚才读的第五章的末了。
And just like earlier we read from Matthew chapter 5.
你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
You need to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
第六章主耶稣整章都在说到祷告。
The whole chapter 6 was talking about prayer.
他说到你们祷告不可像那一些假冒伪善的人。
So when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites.
你要进入内室，关上门，在暗中祷告。
You are enter into your own room, close the door, and kneel down and pray.
他也告诉他们，你们祷告的时候要这样说。
And then he also teaches that when you pray, you need to say this.
他又告诉他们说，你们祷告要先求神的国和神的义，其他这些东西都要加给你们。
He said, as you pray, you need to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you.
第七章他说，祈求就给你们。
And in chapter 7, as you ask, it will be given.
寻找就寻见。
As you seek, you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
As you knock, it will be open for you.
他说，你们尚且不好。
He said, you are not good.
还知道把好东西给儿女。
But you know how to give the best things to your children.
何况你们的天父岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
How much more your heavenly father, wouldn't he give you even more better things?
天国度的生活，
The life in the kingdom.
乃是一个祷告的生活。
It's a life of prayer.
这是耶稣在马太福音五章六章七章我们可以看见的。
This is what we can see in Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
那原谅我说，
Forgive me to say this.
包括我在内，
Including myself.
我想今天神百姓的祷告，
I think the prayer of God's people today.
我们太狭窄，
We are so narrow.
我们祷告说凡是你的都是我的，
We pray that all that you have belong to us.
但是我们觉得我的还是我的，
But we think that what belongs to us is still belongs.
一切都是为着我，
All those things are for me.
在我们祷告的时候我们就说到我的我的我的。
So in our prayers that this is mine, this is me.
圣经告诉我们一切都是借着爱子造，也是为着爱子造的。
The Bible tells us all those things are created by the beloved son and for his sake.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你我不是宇宙的中心。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are not the center of the universe.
神的儿子才是宇宙的中心。
The son of God is the focus of the universe.
祷告要围着中心。
As we pray, we need to focus on
祷告不要围着我们。
Not around ourselves.
今天神百姓的祷告太肤浅。
Today our prayer, the people, God's people's prayer is too shallow.
我们以自己眼中看的为证。
We will see what we see to be right.
但是耶稣的祷告说，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
But our Lord's prayer is that, do not do it according to my will, but according to your will, God.
今天神百姓的祷告太低。
Today the prayer of the people is too low.
保罗说，我们以地上的事为念。
And Paul said we are thinking of things of earth.
但是保罗说，我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
But Paul said that we need to think of the things we don't see.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
The thing we can see is only temporal.
今天神百姓的祷告太空。
Today, the prayer of God's people is too empty.
我们凭着眼见，我们凭着感觉。
We only look at what we can see.
感觉好的时候我们可以祷告。
We have good feeling, then we'll pray.
感觉好的时候我们要赞美。
And then when we have good feeling, we'll praise.
但是要忍耐的时候。
But there's time to endure.
要等候的时候。
There's time to wait.
我们就离开了宝座。
And we leave the throne.
信心告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底。是未见之事的确据。
The Bible tells that faith is something that's not been seen, and it's assurance of those things that are to come.
今天神儿女的祷告太弱。
Today we're too weak in our prayer.
雅各说你们得不着是因为你们不求。
James said that if you don't receive, it's because you're not asking.
圣经告诉我们要不住的祷告。
The Bible tells us we're to pray without ceasing.
要恒切的祷告。
That we'll pray earnestly.
所以我们看见耶稣在马太福音五章六章七章的时候他教导门徒要怎样的在地上过属天的生活
So as our Lord Jesus taught us in chapter 5, 6 and 7 how we can live a life in heaven
他也教导门徒怎样在属天的生活里面做属天的祷告
And how we can live a life of heaven and also have a prayer of heaven
什么是我们祷告的中心 What is the focus of our prayer?这是我们的题目，祷告的中心。
And this is our theme, the focus of our prayer.
我们能不能把这三节一起慢慢的念，把它好好的记起来
？Can we read these three verses and try to remember them?
第一处，你们要先求神的国和神的义。
The kingdom of God.
这些东西都要加给你们。
Will be added unto you.
我们再来一遍，你们要先求神的国和神的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
All these things will be added unto you.
第二节，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
第三节，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
For the kingdom, the power and the glory belong to you forever and ever.
这三节我们可以看得见，在主耶稣的祷告的教导里面。他有一个中心。
From these three verses, we can see that there's a focus on our prayer.
主耶稣说，如果我们要祷告的话
，Our Lord Jesus said, if we want to pray,
你要记得有一些东西是不要祷告的。
There's some things that we do not need to pray.
我再说一遍，如果我们要学习祷告的话
，If they are, we are willing to learn to pray.
我们要学习有一些东西是不用祷告的。
We need to learn that there's some things that do not need to be prayed.
那什么是先要祷告的？什么是真正要祷告的
？So what do we need to pray first, and what do we really need to pray for?
先求他的国和他的义。
First to seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
什么叫祷告
？What is prayer?
祷告就是心愿的发表。
It's a revealing of our heart.
祷告就是把我们心中所要的来倾吐出来。
An expression of our heart that what we want in our heart, then we will speak of it.
所以如果我们只是一个形式
If it's just a formality.
如果我们只是一个勉强的要求
If we just kind of being forced into it.
这不是真正的祷告
It's not true prayer.
祷告是我愿意，我心愿意
Prayer is I'm willing, my heart is willing.
所以最后我们都会说阿们
So at the end, we'll say Amen.
阿们就是你祷告的，就是我所要祷告的。
Amen, saying that what you pray is what I want to pray.
你所愿望的就是我所愿望的。
What you wish for is what I wish for.
阿们就是但愿这一个能够成就。
Amen is may this come true.
巴不得神能够成就。
That God's will be done.
耶稣说你的愿要是愿什么呢
？So God said, what are you should be willing for?
愿你的国降临。
To will for his kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你愿的是什么
？Brother and sister, what are you wishing for?
你愿意什么东西？你心里最深处的愿意、愿望是什么
？What is the deepest wish in your heart?
是不是耶稣说的，愿你的国降临？
Is it what Jesus has said? May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
什么是祷告
？What is prayer?
耶稣说，你们的祷告，你们的敬拜，要在心灵和诚实的里面。
That Jesus said, your worship must be in spirit and truth.
祷告不但是我愿意的。
Prayer is not only I'm willing.
祷告也要说出神所示的。
But also.To speak of what God has said.
这就是为什么在祷告里面我们可以受到教导。
This is why we can be taught even in prayer.
最好的预言是在诗篇里的祷告。
The best prophecy is in the prayer of the psalm.
因为祷告是把天上的带到地上来。
Because we bring heaven to earth.
在祷告里面，我们不但用信心来向神有所求。
In prayer, not only we can use our faith to ask.
在祷告，我们也在信心中站立在我们所相信的神的上面。
Then also by faith we stand before God.
耶稣说，国度是你的。
And Jesus said, the kingdom is yours.
这是真的，国度是你的。
Truly, the kingdom is yours.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
祷告乃是天国的钥匙。
Prayer is the key to the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶稣对彼得说，我把天国的钥匙赐给你。
So when Jesus told Peter, I give you the key to kingdom of heaven.
你们在地上捆绑的，在天上就捆绑。
Those you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
你们在地上释放的，在天上就释放。
Those you free on earth, they will be free in heaven.
主耶稣说，你们要先求神的国和神的义。
And Jesus said, you are to seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness.
这是一个命令，这也是一个呼召。
This is a command, it's also a calling.
他呼召我们说，他把一把大的钥匙赐给我们。
He calls us to give us a big key.
这把钥匙可以开启死亡和阴间的门。
This key can open up the gates of hate.
神要天国的百姓借着祷告把神的国度带到地上来。
That through the prayers that we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth to earth.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
什么叫做神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
什么叫做神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就是神掌权的地方。
Kingdom of God is where God has authority.
神的国就是神的旨意可以通行的地方。
In the kingdom of God, that His will can be done.
所以耶稣说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That's why Jesus said, May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
英文说 ,kingdom is about kingship.
这个国度是关于国王。
Kingship, 这个国权在王权在哪里，国度就在哪里。
Where the authority is, that's where the kingdom will be.
今天人对于国度的印象非常的淡薄。
Today we don't know too much about the kingdom.
因为今天在地上普遍人要的是民主。
Because what in general we want democracy.
专制不是神的国度，民主也不是神的国度。
And dictatorship is, and also democracy are not the kingdom of God.
所以在地上人不是专制就是民主。
So on earth either you have dictatorship or you have democracy.
所以 Penton 弟兄就解释到，他解释那个半铁半泥的那个罗马帝国的衍生，他就说到，就是今天地上你看见民主和专政的混合。
So Brother Penner explained the passage on the half iron, half mud about the kingdom, how they are being formed.
但是但以理告诉我们有一个人子的国度。
But Daniel told us that there is a kingdom of the Son of Man.
他要像一块大石头一样打碎地上的国度。
So a great stone, he will break apart the kingdom on earth.
有一天地上的国度要成为我主我王的国度。
One day the kingdom on earth will become the kingdom of our Lord.
神的国度显在个人的身上。
The kingdom of is revealed in individual.
在路加福音十八章给我们看见。
In Luke 18 it tells us.
有一个少年官来到耶稣的面前。
A young officer came to Jesus.
他说，良善的夫子，人要怎样才能承受永生？
He said, Rabbi, how can one get eternal life?
耶稣说，你要回去变卖一切所有的。
And Jesus said, you are to sell all that you have.
你必有财宝在天上，并且你还要来跟从我。
Then you have treasure in heaven, and then you are to come and follow me.
可是这个少年官怎么样反应？
So what is the response of this young ruler?
圣经说，他忧忧愁愁地坐了，因为他的钱财甚多。
The Bible said he left sorrowly because he had a lot of properties.
耶稣就有一个感叹。
And Jesus sighed.
他说，有财宝的人进天国何等难呢？
He said it's very difficult for those rich people to enter the kingdom of God.
有财宝的人进天国何等难呢？
It's very hard for the rich to get into the kingdom of heaven.
可是路加福音十九章给我们看见有一个有财宝的人。
But in Luke 19, it shows us that there is a rich person.
他的名字叫撒该。
And his name is Zacchaeus.
他是税吏长，他贪污了许许多多神百姓的钱。
He's a chief of tax collector, and he was corrupted and had a lot of money.
他长得很矮。
And he's very short.
所以耶稣来，很多人拥在那里，他看不见。
So when Jesus came, many people were there, and he could not see Jesus.
他就爬到树上去。
So he climbed up to the tree.
当耶稣在人群中行走的时候，
But as Jesus walked among the crowd,
耶稣就抬头看见树上的撒该。
And Jesus raised his head and saw the Zacchaeus on the tree.
耶稣说，撒该，你下来。
And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down.
今天我要住在你的家里。
Today I will live in your place.
圣经说撒该急忙下来，欢欢喜喜接待耶稣。
And Bible says Zacchaeus came down quickly and joyfully and received Jesus.
他说，主啊，我把我一半所有的给穷人。
He said, Lord, I'll give half of my possession to poor people.
我如果讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Whom I have cheated, I will repay them four times.
我讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
I will repay four times those who I have cheated.
我相信撒该那一天要破产的。
I think Zacchaeus will go bankrupt that day.
撒该成了无产阶级。
And he become without any property.
我跟大家讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
不但圣经里有撒该，今天在地上也有撒该。
Not only the Zacchaeus in the Bible, there's also Zacchaeus today.
在1949年以前。
Before 1949.
在上海有一个财主。
There is a rich person in Shanghai.
他是可能从山东到上海去打工的。
I think he went to Shanghai from 山东。
他到上海去找工作的时候，他看见一块牌子。
He went to Shanghai and saw this, to look for a job and saw this sign.
那个牌子就是讲说要找一个会英文的人，他根本不会英文，所以他没有看懂那块牌子。
And that sign saying that they need to look for somebody who speaks English, but he doesn't know English or he doesn't know what's going on.
他就去 interview, 就去面试。
So he went for the interview.
然后人家问他会不会英文，他就点点头。
And people asked him, "Do you know English?" And he just nodded.
他就这样一个人到上海滩去混。
And then that's how he do his business in Shanghai.
混了几年，他从公司里面扫地的，他就做了公司的总裁。
And after a few years from sweeping the floor, he becomes the chief executive.
这个人非常的有，非常的有钱。
And he become very rich.
有一天。有一群的基督徒去他家门敲门。
So one day, some Christian went to their house and knocked on the door.
然后他看见，他一打开门一看，看他们穿的背心。
And he opened the door and saw that they have this vest.
背心上写着，我是罪人。
And it said that I am a sinner on the vest.
那他就跟他们，敷衍了几句，就说你们走吧。
And he just talked a little bit to them and said, why don't you go?
等他们转身走的时候，
and as they turn around, try to leave,
他看见他们的背心后面还有几个字。
There's also a few words on the back of the vest.
说你也是罪人。
Say you also a sinner.
哎，他说你们回来，回来，回来。
He said, "Oh, come back, come back."
他说为什么说我也是罪人
？Why do you say that I'm a sinner also?
后来这些传福音的人走了。
And later on, they left.
晚上他要睡觉。
And at night, he needs to sleep.
那几个字，背心后面几个字就跑到他的头毛里面来。
And these few words on the back of the vest that come to
the head. 你也是罪人。
He said, "You are also sinner."
他睡不着。
And he couldn't sleep.
圣灵就在他里面做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked in his heart.
后来这个人就信了主。
And later on, he became a Christian.
他把他所有东西都给出去了。
He gave all his possession away.
1949年以后。
After 1949.
那时候你知道所有的财主。都倒霉啊。
And all those people who are rich, who were rich had problems then.
有许多人说这个人厉害。
And many people said, this man knows what's going on.
他老早就混到无产阶级里去了。
And very early he became just with not, no possession.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
哪里你可以找到神的国？
Where you can see the kingdom of God.
神的国在个人的身上。
It's on the individual.
神的国可以突然临到一个人把他改变。
The kingdom of heaven can come to a person and change him.
这可以说出神国的力量。
And this is talking about the power of the kingdom of heaven.
但是在保罗的身上。
But in Paul's life,
保罗不但突然间遇见了大光，把他一生道路改变。
Not only Paul see the great light and change his whole life.
而且在他写哥林多书信的时候，
as he wrote the book of Corinthians,
他是这么说，他说我在使徒中是最小的。
He said that I'm the least among the apostles.
差不多五六年以后，
after 5 or 6 years.
当他从一个有用的保罗成了一个被囚禁的保罗，
He was a very useful Paul to become in jail.
他在监狱里面这么写，
In jail he wrote this.
他说我比众圣徒中，我比圣徒中最小的还小。
I'm the least among the least.
哎，奇怪，神的国在保罗的身上，保罗越变越小了。
The kingdom of heaven is in Paul's life had become less and less.
到提摩太书又过了五六年，在他年老，在他末了的时候，
After another 5-6 years since he wrote the Timothy, the book of Timothy,
保罗写信给提摩太说，在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And he wrote to Timothy, he said, among the sinner, I'm the wicked, most wicked.
保罗不是说我曾经在罪人中是一个罪魁。
He did not say that once I was the most wicked one.
保罗说，我如今在罪人中是一个罪魁。
And he still said, I'm the worst among the sinners.
感谢神，这是神国的力量。
Thank God, this is the power of the kingdom of heaven.
神国的力量不但一瞬间改变一个人。
Not only in an instant, that can change a person.
神国的力量可以五年、十年、二十年、三十年改变一个人。
It can also change a person in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
神的国叫罪人变成圣徒。
It will cause a sinner to become a saint.
神的国用保罗的话能够把一个使徒变成一个罪魁。
And use the word of Paul to from a apostle to become the worst of a sinner.
神的国在个人的身上。
The kingdom of heaven to be on the individual.
神的国在家庭的里面。
The kingdom of heaven can be in the home also.
当神创造亚当夏娃的时候，
When God created Adam and Eve,
圣经说神照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
God said God created Adam and Eve in his own image. In his own image he created men and women.
神赐福给他们，对他们说，
God blessed them and spoke to them.
要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
To be fruitful and multiply, so that you can manage throughout the earth.
要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
To administer the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky.
宋博士，宋向杰，宋博士说，他说神要人做海陆空三军大元帅。
And Dr. 宋向杰 said that.He wants man to be in control from land, sea, and air.
人若以神为王，
If we treat God as king,
神要人做地球之王，
And God wants the man to be the king of the earth.
我们看见神的国度是神创造了一个家庭。
We see that the kingdom of heaven is God created a home.
今天家庭在地上的意义不但要追求和平，
Today, the meaning of a home, not only we need to pursue the peace,
不但要追求幸福,
to pursue happiness.
家庭如果不遵行神的旨意,
if the home does not follow the will of God,
家庭没有它的目的,
the household will become purposeless.
神的救赎也是从一个家开始,
the redemption also starts in the home.
创世纪十七章, 神给亚伯拉罕改名。
In Genesis chapter 17, as God changed the name of Abraham,
神说从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰。
So from now on, you will not be called Abram.
你的名要被称为亚伯拉罕。
And you will be called Abraham.
因我已立你做多国之父。
Because I have made you the father of many nations.
我要使你的后裔极其繁多。
And your descendants will be numerous.
国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
There will be kingdom coming out from you, the kingship coming out from you.
我要与你世世代代建立我的约，做永远的约，与你和你后裔。
I'll make the eternal covenant with you and your descendants.
神的国度在家庭的里面。
The kingdom of God will be in the home.
今天我们要先求神的国和神的义。
Today we need to first seek the kingdom and his righteousness.
你我有没有为你的家祷告?
Have you prayed for your home?
你我有没有为你的配偶祷告?
Have you prayed for your spouse?
你我有没有为你的儿女祷告?
Have you prayed for your children?
你要把你的儿女送到哪里去?
Where do you want to send your children to?
你要把他送给电视吗?
To send them to the TV?
你要把他送给video game吗?
Send it to the 游戏机?
还是你要把他送到最优秀的学府里去?
Or you will send it to the most prestigious school?
家庭是神掌权的地方。
God, home is where God wants to have a sovereignty of.
你我有没有在国度里面做一个好的管家?
Have we been a good steward in the kingdom of heaven?
把儿女用祷告,
and use our prayer for the children.
用忍耐带到神的面前,
to, with endurance to bring them to God.
神的国在国家的里面,
and the kingdom of heaven is also in the country.
出埃及给我们看见, 当神救赎一个家,
in Exodus, when we saw that when God saved a family,
把一个家变成一个国,
and the family become a country,
神救以色列人出埃及的目的何在?
Why God was to take people out of Egypt?
如果我们知道神的心,
if we know the heart of God,
出埃及记第19章第4到第6节, 神说, 我如鹰把你们背在翅膀上,
in Exodus chapter 19, it said, I take you as the eagle takes the birds.
你们要归我做祭司的国度, 做圣洁的国民。
You are to become, belong to me as the priesthood, kingdom of priesthood.
刚刚我们念到诗篇33篇,
early we read from Psalm 33.
诗人说, 以耶和华为圣的, 那国是有福的。
The psalmist said that those who take God as the kingdom,
他所拣选为自己产业的, 那民是有福的。
And those who choose God as their inheritance, he will be blessed.
直到在英国威尔士大复兴的时候,
in Wales, England, when there's a great revival,
那时候出了一件奇事,
there's something amazing happened.
威尔士是一个采矿的地方, 那里有许许多多的矿工。
Wales is a place where there's a lot of mines.
所以威尔士当时是以矿工以酗酒出名的。
So they are famous for their mines and also for their drinking.
大复兴在1904年临到威尔士的时候,
in 1904, when the great revival happened in Wales,
发生了一件奇事。
An amazing thing happened.
就是威尔士的马都不会走路了。
And the horse of Wales would not be able to run.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为以前那些矿工, 他们向马发命令要他走的时候,
because before then, when they ordered the horse to run,
他们是咒诅, 那马就走,
because they will curse and the horse will start running.
所以久而久之, 马所听得懂的话, 乃是他们咒诅的话。
So the horse get used to listening to the cursing.
可是信主以后,
but after they become Christians,
主不但改变了人的心, 主也改变了人的口。
God not only changed the heart of man, but also the mouth of man.
突然那些矿工脏话说不出来了,
and they would not curse anymore.
咒诅的话说不出来了,
they cannot speak up any words of curse.
以前他们一咒诅马就走了,
and before they curse, and the horse will start running.
但是今天他们说马请走, 马听不懂了,
and they say, horse, please go, and the horse did not understand.
在伦敦时报这样的记载,
and this is recorded in the news of London.
这是英文的, 请你没有帮我翻译一下。 Huge crowds were attending the meetings.
有一大堆人在那边, 在聚会。
Bible verses covered the doors down in the coal mining.
所有地在这厂矿的地方都有神的话。
Entire congregations were on their knee for fervent prayer.
整个聚会所有人都跪下来在祷告。
For the first time, there was not a single case of drunkenness.
这是从久以来就第一次没有人在酗酒。
The whole population had been suddenly stirred by a common impulse.
整个会众都是有同一个意向。
Religion had become the absorbing interest of their lives.
他们都为着这个敬拜, 他们就成为他们的一生。
They gathered at crowded service for 6 to 8 hours at a meeting.
他们在这边聚会从6个到8个钟头。
Political meetings and even soccer matches were postponed.
就是那个, 政治上的聚会或者是足球赛都把它延后了。
神的国可以临到一个国家。
The kingdom of heaven can come to a nation.
当然最后神的国今天在教会的里面。
Finally, of course, the kingdom of heaven will be in the church.
我想我就简单提两句话。国度建造神的教会。
I'll just mention two sentences. The kingdom will build the church.
神的教会要引进神的国度。
And with the church will bring the kingdom of God.
我们回到马太福音五章、六章、七章这里的话。
We'll come back to chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew.
我们看见天国的实际乃是祷告的实际。
We see that the kingdom of heaven, the reality is prayer.
你在哪里能看见神的国度？
Where you can see the kingdom of God.
哪里神的百姓聚在一起，同心合意为着神的国度祷告？
Where we can have the people of God with a united heart to pray.
那里就有神的国度降到临到他们。
There will be the kingdom of God upon them.
一个教会祷告越强，天国的实际就越明显。
The stronger the prayer of the church, then the will of the kingdom will be stronger.
你的膝盖如果软，你的属灵就强。
If you're weak in your knee, then you're spiritually strong.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天在哪里？
Where are you, brothers and sisters?
什么是我们那个强的点？
Where is our strong point?
但愿神让我们做一个膝盖柔软的人。
May we be weak in our knees so we can pray.
天国的实际是祷告，天国的实现是借着祷告来实现。
The reality for kingdom is to pray.
祷告最终的目的是促成神的国度。
And the final purpose of prayer is to hasten the kingdom of God.
从属灵来说，今天哪里有祷告，哪里神的国就降到他们中间，好像威尔斯一样。
And spiritually, where there's prayer, where there will be the kingdom of God upon them.
从历史上来说，有一天神的国度要完完全全的来到这个地上。
From the history point of view, that one day the kingdom of heaven will come to this earth.
圣经告诉我们，到千年国度的时候，耶稣要与那些得胜的人一同作王一千年。
The Bible said that in the millennial kingdom, that the Christian will be reigning with Christ for 1,000 years.
如果我们读刚才马太福音五六七章仔细读的话，
If we study the chapter 5, 6 and 7 Matthew in details,
我们读到三个外邦人。
We can see three pagans.
第五章的头上。
Then in first in chapter 5.
第六章的头上。
And then beginning of chapter 6.
和第六章的末了。
And the end of chapter 6.
所以我今天信息的大纲就是这三点。
So today my theme is on these three points.
我想如果没有时间的话，至少我们把这三段读一下。马太福音第五章第43-48节，我们一起来读好不好？山上的教训实在是很值得读的话。
And let's just read those these three passages. Chapter 5, verse 43.
马太福音五章43-48节。
To verse 48.
我给大家念，然后请你没有念英文。一句一句哈，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
That you may be sons of the Father in heaven.He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？
If you love those who love you, what reward would that get? Aren't you even the tax collectors doing that?
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
很多时候我们说这一个要求太高了。
Sometimes we say this is a too high a requirement.
是的, 祷告就是 supernatural.
Yes, prayer is supernatural.
祷告就是超过那一个你自己所 natural的所示的。
And prayer is beyond your natural ability.
这里什么是天国的祷告?
What is the heavenly prayer?
这里告诉我们, 如果一个人借着祷告进入完全, 这是天国的祷告。
If a person went into perfection, that will be the prayer in the kingdom.
如果一个人借着祷告舍弃自己, 这是天国的祷告。
If a person can deny himself because of prayer, that's the prayer of heaven.
我想大家许多人听过梁彦成博士的布道。
I think many of you have heard Liang Yuancheng's gospel meeting.
他是一个哲学通。
And he's very good in the philosophy.
他拿了哲学的硕士, 哲学的博士。
He has a master and doctor degree in philosophy.
他这个人也是一个, 气功通。
And also expert in qi gong.
那他打坐可以通灵。
And when he doing the qi gong, he can see through the spirit.
他跑到缅甸, 跑到尼泊尔, 漂流寻道。
He went to Burma and those places.
寻找道。
And to seek the truth.
他的 turning point, 他的转折点在哪里呢?
Where's the turning point?
他的转折点在他去参加一个祷告。
And one day he went to join a prayer meeting.
他亲耳听见一个基督徒说, 主啊, 我感谢你, 因为你让我生了病。
And he heard personally that a person prayed, God, Lord, I thank you because you give this sickness to me.
一个人在生病中不自怜, 在生病中能够超越他的病, 能够向神献上感谢, 他说这是他从来没有,他 unexpected, 他从来没有想到过。
A person who in his sickness can look beyond that is not self-pity. He can also praise God. He said he never seen that in his life.
那一天梁彦成的心转变。
At that day, his heart changed.
再进一步, 当有一次夏令会, 他在操场上走路, 这是他自己的记载。
And this is in his own recording. One day, he was walking in the field in one of these meetings.
他看见温伟耀, 这是另外一个传道人, 温伟耀在操场中散步, 他就去问他。
And he saw another preacher there, and then he went to ask him.
他说, 你说经历上帝很真实, 是不是?
He said, you can experience God is reality, is that true?
温伟耀回答说, 是。
And this other, 温伟耀, he said, yes.
那梁彦成说, 为什么我不能像 那个你们信的那样, 那么深, 那么多经历, 那么喜乐。
And then this person said that, why can't I be like you guys, that my belief can be so deep and so joyful?
温伟耀回答说, 你越想自己少, 你越想自己多, 就越想神少。
And he answered, if you think of yourself more, then you will think of less of God.
说完他就转身走了。
After he said that, he left.
当头棒喝, 原来我一直所谓的信耶稣, 追求宗教, 追求真理。
So he said that it's like something hit me on the head, that all those things I was seeking.
自始至终都是自我中心, 自我骄傲, 目的都是表现自己, 我真的很自我中心。
All those things are so self-centered, so self-fulfillment. I was really self-focused.
为什么我非要以我这个人为中心不可? 而不能以宇宙的无限完美的神为中心。
Why do I have to focus on myself? Why cannot focus on the God who created all universe?
终于在夏令会的最后一天, 我面对宇宙的主, 向着清晨出生的太阳。
So on that summer camp, that on the final day, he finally called out to God.
梁彦成说, 我做了以下的祷告。
He said, I made this prayer.
上帝啊, 我愿意一生一世跟随你。 我愿意放下一切来跟从你。
Say, God, I'm willing to give away all my life to follow you.
我愿意放下我的主权, 我的自我中心, 放下一切的学问和执着。
I'm willing to put down all my sovereignty, all my self-centeredness, and all my education.
愿你领导我, 叫我堂堂正正重新做人。
May you lead me so I can become a real person again.
愿我在世上为荣耀你的名而活下去。
That I will live for glorifying your name.
什么是天国的祷告?
What is the prayer of kingdom of heaven?
再跟大家讲一个故事就结束了。
I'll share with you one more story and I'll conclude.
今年是2007年。
This year is 2007.
在70年前。
And 70 years ago.
七七卢沟桥事变。
And it's one of these incidents, July 7th.
中日抗战全面爆发。
And there's a war between Japan and China.
你记得上海是什么时候沦陷的？
And do you remember when did Shanghai fall?
11月份。
It's November.
你记得南京大屠杀发生在哪一个月？
Do you know the massacre in Nanjing, where did that happen?
1937年12月。
December 1937.
1938年5月厦门沦陷。
May 1938, and Xiamen also fall.
6月武汉沦陷。
And June and Wuhan fell.
如果那时候你是那时候的中国人。
At that time you are the Chinese at that generation.
你要怎样祷告？
How would you pray?
在1938年7月份。
In July 1938.
尼托生弟兄到英国去看望那边的弟兄姊妹。
Washman Nee went to England to look at the brothers there.
他和 Austin Sparks 一起去当时的开西聚会。
And he went with Austin Sparks and then started a meeting there.
那个 Keswick Convention 当时是追求得胜生命一个非常著名的聚会。每一年七月份，他们就在那里聚会，传讲成圣的道。
And that meeting is a very important meeting. It's very popular, and they will talk about how to become sanctified.
一天早晨，全世界的宣教士在那里聚集。
So in that morning, all these preachers were gathering together.
那当时的主席，他的名字叫 Aldis. Aldis 弟兄，他就知道倪弟兄，一位从中国来的弟兄在当中，他就请倪弟兄起来为聚会祷告。
So this leader service elders, and he knew that Watchman Nee came from China, so he asked him to lead the congregation to pray.
倪弟兄迟疑了一下，他就问 Spark 弟兄，因为他觉得 Spark 弟兄在主里比他年长，所以他顺服这个弟兄属灵的权柄。那 Spark 弟兄就鼓励他。
And Watchman Nee hesitated a little bit and consulted with Brother Spark because he's more elder than him.
So
did he encourage him to?
所以倪弟兄起来，他做了这么一个祷告，被记录下来。
So Watchman Nee prayed this prayer. It was recorded.
他说：“主掌权，他正在掌权。”
He said, "God is in his sovereignty. He is sovereign at this time."
他是万有的主，没有什么能摸到他的权柄。
He's the Lord of all things, and nobody can touch his authority.
那出去损害主在中国和日本利益的，乃是属灵的权势。
And those who take advantage of the conflict in China and Japan is a spiritual battle.
他说：“我们不为日本祷告，我们也不为中国祷告，但我们为你儿子在中国和日本的权益祷告。”
We're not praying for Japan. We're not praying for China. But we're praying for your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be raised up in Japan and China.
我们不责怪任何的人，他们不过是主仇敌手中的工具。
We do not blame on anybody, but then they are just tools of in your hands.
主，我们在你的旨意中站住。
Lord, we stand in your will.
主，粉碎黑暗的国度，主逼迫你的教会，就是逼迫你。
So demolish the power of the dark side. Those who persecute you are persecuting.
当他祷告的时候，在他对面是一个日本的基督徒。
And as he prayed, across from him is a Japanese Christian.
这个祷告抓住了当时整个会场的心。
And that prayer holds to the heart of the whole congregation.
这是天国的祷告，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And this is a prayer of kingdom of heaven. Pray for those who persecute you.
那第三个祷告，我想就。
And then the second and the third prayer.
第二个祷告呢是关上门的祷告。
The second prayer is the prayer in the secret.
我们觉得祷告都是被听见的，但是这里有一个祷告乃是被看见的。
We think that the prayer will be heard, but this prayer was seen.
耶稣说：“你进入内室，关上门。”祷告你在暗中的父。
Jesus said, enter your closet and then close the door and pray to your Father who is in secret.
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And your Father saw you in secret will reward you.
祷告的赏赐不是根据你在明处祷告的有多好。
The reward of prayer is not according to the open prayer.
祷告的赏赐乃是根据你在暗处祷告有多少。
But according to how much you pray in secret.
有一个试验
There's a test.
有许多试验是难得有一次
Some of them tests are just very occasional.
有一个试验是天天的试验
But this trial is every day.
就是这一个当没有人看见你的时候你在哪里
And that's this one. When nobody is around, where are you?
当没有人看见你的时候你在侍奉谁
When nobody is watching, who are you serving?
回头威尔士大复兴的时候
And when we look at the revival in Wales,
那一个促成复兴的器皿，他的名字叫做 Evan Roberts.
And Evan Roberts is the one who an instrument of God.
他这样祷告
And he prayed like this.
他说 Lord, bend me.
说主啊，把我降卑。
Bend the church and save the world.
把我降下，但是救这个世界。
所以当时在威尔士这个地方，神使用 Evan Roberts.
So, God used his brother Evan Roberts in Wales.
他的信息很简单，就是四点。
His message is very simple, only four points.
You must put away any unconfessed sin.
你一定要把所有没有承认的罪
You must put away any doubtful habit.
你要一定要把所有不好的习惯。
You must obey the Holy Spirit promptly.
你一定要很快的顺服圣灵。
You must confess Christ publicly.
你一定要在会众当中来承认主。
后来 Evan Roberts 不见了。
Later on, Evan Roberts disappeared.
很多人很奇怪，为什么在复兴的高潮 Evan Roberts 不见了？
Why people were wondering why did he disappear when there's a climax of the revival?
他后来隐藏起来，做了两件的事。
He hid himself to do two things.
一件，他把复兴的经验和宾路易师母一起写在一本书里面，《The War on Saints》。
He first is he wrote all these revival stories with Bin Lewis, Mrs. Bin Lewis in this book.
因为他发现复兴的时候，圣灵的工作强。仇敌的工作也非常的强。
Because he know that when there's revival work, the work of the enemy is also strong.
所以他后来退下，进入内室，关起门来，他把复兴的经验总结出来。
So he went into his secret and wrote up this revival.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
他告诉人说。
He told people.
他说我在祷告。
I was praying.
我在做国度的祷告。
I was praying for the kingdom of heaven.
到底神怎样垂听他的那一个祷，那他那七年八年的祷告，我们只有到见了主的面才知道。
How God had listened to his prayer, we can only find out when we see our Lord.
但愿主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own word.
你们要先求神的国和神的义。
To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
其他这些东西都要加给你们了。
All these other things will be added to you.
当我们听了今天的信息的时候，我相信每个地方。